Planned Parenthood fuels Democrat attorneys general in abortion litmus test for 2020 candidates. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 18, 2019. Planned Parenthood is boosting the Democratic Attorneys General Association, DAGA, in its newly announced pledge to endorse only those candidates who fully embrace abortion on demand. DAGA announced in a press release Monday. Starting with the 2020 AG elections, candidates seeking DAGA's endorsement and support will need to demonstrate their commitment to standing with the majority of Americans who support the right to access abortion. This means DAGA will only provide financial support, activate digital tools, and engage strategic partners for candidates who publicly commit to protecting the fundamental right that everyone should be able to make their own decision about their health care, including abortion. As part of the next steps on this announcement, Alexis McGill-Johnson, acting president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Action Fund, will join DAGA at their winter policy conference later this week, the press release added. Johnson said in a statement, "We applaud the Democratic Attorneys General Association for its decision to endorse only candidates who are committed to protecting sexual and reproductive health and rights, including safe, legal abortion. Attorneys General are some of the most important people protecting our ability to access sexual and reproductive health care, including abortion. Every party should support our right to access health care. This shouldn't be a Democratic or a Republican value. This is fundamental." The Democrat attorneys general give every indication they are aware abortion will be a premier issue in the 2020 elections, stating their new candidate requirement is the first of its kind for any Democratic campaign committee. Claiming that the majority of Americans support the right to access abortion, DAGA is using the slogan, "It's your body, your choice, your vote," to urge Democrat voters to support their pledge. A video announcement about DAGA's pledge is narrated by New York State Attorney General Letitia James. "Especially in this current political climate, where a woman's right to make her own decisions about her own body is under relentless assault, we must persist and redouble our efforts," James said in a statement. "That's why, as Democratic Attorneys General, we are taking a clear stand on the issue, ensuring that we elect attorneys general to our team who share our pro-choice values." The Republican Attorneys General Association, RAGA, denounced the litmus test announcement in a press release. Republican Attorney General candidates won the three races for top law enforcement officers held across the country in 2019. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry will chair RAGA in 2020 and will be joined by Vice Chair Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr. In 2019, voters across the country agreed with the sensible, pro-life, and rule-of-law-centered agenda of Republicans, and all three candidates were elected in a clean sweep, taking over the majority of attorneys general nationwide, the Republican attorneys general said. DAGA's new litmus test is out of touch with states with attorneys general seats up in 2020, including North Carolina and Pennsylvania, both states President Trump won in 2016, they added. "The American people will see through the Democrats' liberal farce and continue to elect principled Republicans committed to making communities safer." Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the pro-life Susan B. Anthony List, agreed DAGA's litmus test underscores the extremism of the modern Democratic Party on abortion. "Long gone are the days of safe, legal and rare," she said in a statement sent to Breitbart News. "The overwhelming majority of Americans, including many rank-and-file Democrats, reject party leaders' radical agenda of abortion on demand through the moment of birth, and even infanticide, paid for by taxpayers."